This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Police in the metropolitan Atlanta area have arrested a 15-year-old boy for the murder of an Uber driver found dead on a Lawrenceville street on Thursday. The Lawrenceville Police Department said it was called shortly after 5 a.m. about a person lying in the roadway and arrived to find the 58-year-old victim dead from at least one gunshot wound. Investigators found Ring doorbell video that showed a black SUV stopping in the roadway, dropping off the victim, and then leaving the area. The SUV belonged to the victim, who was an Uber driver. Detectives determined that he had been the victim of a carjacking. By early afternoon, they had tracked the SUV to a home in Lilburn, some 10 miles away. There, they arrested the teen, who was charged as an adult with murder. The victim's identity has not been released pending notification of next of kin. Police have also not released the killer's name due to his age. The Texas Department of Public Safety has issued an Amber Alert for a 14-year-old girl believed to be with a 41-year-old man. Maryuri Yolani Gomez Marquez was last seen at around 8 a.m. Sunday in Plains in the 300 block of 13th Street. According to police, she was last seen with Juan Orlando Garcia Sarmiento, 41. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, Maryuri is described as a Hispanic female who stands 5 feet 1 inch tall and weighs 125 pounds. She has brown hair and brown eyes. Sarmiento is described as a Hispanic male who stands 5 feet 9 inches tall and weighs around 188 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes. The pair could possibly be traveling in a black 2010 Ford F-150 with a Texas license plate of WGV9997. Anyone with information on their whereabouts is urged to contact the Texas Department of Public Safety at 806-740-8770 or call 911. Three women have been charged in connection with the death of a 6-year-old North Carolina girl who weighed just 27 pounds at death earlier this month. Court records also show that the girl, Dominique Moody, had multiple injuries and scarring at the time of her death. According to the records, she had burn scars, rib fractures, and wounds from prolonged sitting in urine or feces-soiled items, such as a diaper, for extensive periods of time. Other children at the home told investigators that the girl's legal guardian, her aunt, Tanya McKnight, made the girl stay in a dog crate. McKnight called 911 on December 16th, and responding officers found the home in a state of disarray with a strong odor of feces and urine. The home was rat-infested and cluttered with both human and animal feces. McKnight, Moody's adopted sister, Tarian McKnight, and another woman who lived at the home, Susan Robinson, were charged with 5 child abuse counts and are being held without bail. Prosecutors are awaiting lab results, which could lead to murder by torture charges. Police have been called to the home 5 times since 2022. Tanya McKnight filed for custody of Moody and her sibling in 2020, writing in her filing that the children's mother is unstable and not equipped to care for the children. The mother signed permanent custody agreements with McKnight the same year, giving her sister power of attorney over the children. A court order was issued to that effect the following year. Tanya McKnight, 51, is the grandmother to the 3 other children, ages 1 to 4, living at the home. The status of those children is unclear. More crime and justice news after this. Police in Oregon are searching for an armed and dangerous man in connection with an early morning murder on Wednesday. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office said it was called to a report of a gunshot victim just before 6 a.m. and found Justin Garrett Jimenez, 32, dead. A firearm was recovered at the scene. Investigators soon identified 51-year-old Don Henry Vandenberg Jr. as a person of interest in Jimenez's murder. Vandenberg goes by the nickname Tank and is described as 5 foot 7 inches tall, 160 pounds, bald, with facial hair, and covered in tattoos. The sheriff's office described some of his tattoos: Fit for Duty on his chest, Tank on his upper abdomen, an Ace of Spades on his upper left arm, EK on his right calf, additional tattoos on his forearms. No further information was provided. Police caution the public not to approach Vandenberg if he's seen. An Ohio dentist and his wife were found shot to death in their home last week, with 2 small children found unharmed. The victims were identified as 37-year-old Spencer Tepe and 39-year-old Monique Tepe. The children were both under the age of 6. Police said there were no indications of a murder-suicide. There were no signs of forced entry, and no weapons were found. An initial report that a gun had been found proved erroneous. A radio log said that Spencer Tepe had been shot multiple times. That same dispatch log also mentioned a robbery. Police got the first call from one of Spencer Tepe's co-workers who said he had not reported to work. That call came in at about 9 a.m. Tuesday. An officer who went to the home got no answer at the door and left. A co-worker said it was uncharacteristic of Tepe to fail to show when the business opened at 8 a.m. and also not to call in. Colleagues were unable to reach either of the Tepes. Police received two more calls around 10 a.m., with one man reporting that he was at the home and could hear children inside. A second co-worker called around that time as well, saying she was concerned and was on her way to the home. A third call came in minutes later from a friend who said he had gone to the home when Tepe didn't answer the phone and could see his body inside. Police arrived shortly afterward and entered the home, finding the bodies and the two children. Anyone with information should call Columbus Police Homicide Unit at 614-645-4730 or Central Ohio Crime Stoppers at 614-461-TIPS. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.